Grand Rapids to Flint to Mackinac City. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
After on this Wednesday. Yeah, make no mistake, Facebook, Google, they know exactly what they're doing. Their business model means harvesting data and selling it because all the money's in the data. I mean, you don't think you get Google and Facebook for free and they make billions and billions of dollars by magic and pixie dust, do you? No, they get it by selling information. That's how it's done. Fred Campbell joining me now, the former FCC Wireless Bureau Chief, Director of Tech Knowledge and contributor at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Fred, welcome to the conversation.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Steve. Pleasure to be here this morning.
I'm glad to have you here. So, Dr. Alexander Kogan, this young guy, is the guy that was working at Cambridge Analytica. And I've talked to other people that know, that have inside information, that say not only did Cambridge Analytica have access, they were given privileged access by Facebook because Facebook wanted Barack Obama to win. And therefore, they were told, basically, there's a back door open. Here's how you do it. Here's how you come in. And they used it for a couple of years. When other companies started to gear up because they were learning that it was open as well, then Facebook shut it down in late 2014. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm not aware of the exact details about that initial access, but it is clear that Obama used social media and used the data collected on social media in his election campaigns, and that he was helped to do that by Silicon Valley insiders. There's no question about that.
Right. So when Mark Zuckerberg goes to Capitol Hill, just kind of plays the aw shucks. Oh, you know, we're doing everything we can. You know, maybe we need more regulations. Mark Zuckerberg wants more regulation, in my estimation, so they can lock down what they already have and keep competitors out. That sounds more accurate to me than actually trying to control his business, because he doesn't want anybody controlling what he does. Right or wrong?
That's generally right. You know, one of the conundrums you have with regulation is almost inevitably regulation benefits players who have already obtained, you know, a monopoly or near monopoly or dominant position in the market. And so there's already been reports that the European privacy regulations, which are, you know, much more aggressive than what we have in the United States, will help Facebook and Google.
So is Facebook a monopoly or not?
That's inevitable at this point.
Yeah, is Facebook a monopoly at this point? Do you believe? I mean, to me, I don't think there's. I think it's fair to say there is no competitor to Facebook. There is no competitor to Facebook. Now, Google has some competitors and Bing and some others, but for Facebook, there really isn't anything out there that competes with it. It is a monopoly, and my question would be: does it fall under the antitrust statutes of this country?
Well, that's a great question. You know, our antitrust laws really didn't contemplate these types of monopolies, you know, the monopoly that you have with Facebook. So it's a good question about whether this is a problem for antitrust or a problem for regulation. I think first we should look at the antitrust, even if there are some novel issues there. I mean, that's what the courts are for. You know, DOJ has power, FTC has power to examine these things under those laws, and that's probably where it should start. Except perhaps with privacy. Privacy is one of those issues that it's not clear to me that antitrust is ultimately a solution for consumers.
No, but I think that this is what concerns consumers, some of us, me anyway, is that when you get onto a Facebook or one of these deals, they say, if you agree to the, and you go look through as Senator Kennedy from Louisiana put it, your terms of use suck. And the point being is that when you click on the terms of use that you agree to, it's page after page after page of legalese. It ought to be in clear English, straight up front, where you're going to use your data, we're not going to use your data, you can use this, we can't use that. Make it clear. Stop burying these things in truckloads of legalese that the average American has no, well, the average lawyer has no way to understand, let alone me. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair to say. And, you know, one of the problems that arises here is whether that kind of disclosure can even work for what's happening today with privacy. Both Facebook and Google collect data on consumers on the Internet who don't even use their services. Now, how do they do this? Well, you know, they and other advertisers and you know, Internet companies have the ability to track people who use third-party websites. So take Google Analytics. If you've ever had your own WordPress blog or you know much about the web, a lot of websites rely on Google Analytics to figure out how much traffic they're getting. How many people are visiting my website? That's good for a website owner to know. They want to know whether they're getting any traffic.
Well, yeah, because you can turn that into money. You can monetize that. Go on.
Yeah, exactly right. So at the same time, while this is generally good for websites to know this, Google Analytics is collecting all this data on the people that visit those sites, and they collect that data whether those people use Google products or not. And so one of the issues, I said I'm not sure antitrust solves this privacy problem completely. I mean, one of the issues is people are getting tracked by companies that they don't even have a relationship with. The consent in this case, if you will, is the other third-party website you visit. So it gets very complicated very quickly. And it does.
I think there should be a clear, but the problem is you can't get Congress to make any clear English laws about, you know, they did it to the banks. Your credit card rates and so forth had to be in clear English. But I doubt that's going to happen in social media anytime soon. Let's be honest. These members of Congress get big piles of money delivered to their doorstep for campaigns by these social media people. There's no question. Some of them get free access to the back door like Barack Obama and his team did to Facebook. I'll give you the last word.
Well, and I think you put you hit the nail on the head there. In 2012, Obama had an initiative under his, you know, we can't wait policy, where he said, we can't wait for better regulation of privacy on the web. So he did his own initiative on it that was supposed to solve the problem way back in 2012. It obviously didn't solve the problem. So there, you know, you're right. It's going to be very difficult to get this situation under control.
Seems to me it came up a bit short. I think you're right about that, Fred. Fred, thank you for being there. Fred Campbell, former FCC Wireless Bureau Chief Director of Technology and contributor at Competitive Enterprise Institute. Fred, we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right, quick break, and then we'll be right back right here on the Steve Gruber Show.